Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, March 27th. Environment Canada is warning about a potential ice storm this weekend. They say significant ice buildup is possible starting late tomorrow through Monday that could result in downed trees and power outages. More specific weather warnings will be issued when the exact track of the storm is known. Right now, they say it's most likely to hit central and eastern Ontario between Parry Sound and Kingston, but Grey Bruce right now is still under a special weather statement for it. South Bruce OPP are advising caution after someone from Brockton lost about $1,100 to a crypto scam. Police say on March 18th, an investigation revealed the victim had been trying to invest in cryptocurrency through an online agency. After the victim gave the scammer access to their device, they lost their money. Saugeen Shores is refining its town logo, but only slightly after pushback from council. An initial brand logo refresh was presented by staff in a report to council back in January, and the proposed new logo kept the usual birds, but not the waves, under the words Saugeen Shores. Some councillors expressed concern, and this week an updated logo came to council that is much the same as the current one. Luke Charbonneau is the mayor of Saugeen Shores.
I sort of expressed concern about the inconsistency or going away from the so far away from the what we have. But I do like the changes you've made, and I think it stays consistent with the existing logo with some minor refinements.
The city of Owen Sound is looking for heritage sites to participate in the annual Doors Open Ontario event. This year's event is happening on June 21st. CFOS, which is celebrating 85 years on the air this year, is one of the heritage sites taking part. If you would like your property to be part of Doors Open, contact Jen Wright, the events and activation coordinator for the City of Owen Sound. Federal party leaders are reacting to the latest tariff threats on the auto industry while campaigning today. Liberal leader Mark Carney spoke after leaving the campaign trail this morning for a meeting about the U.S.'s announcement of 25% tariffs on vehicles imported into the U.S. Carney talked about introducing legislation in Canada for barrier-free interprovincial trade and job movement throughout the country. He says he'll fight back on the tariffs and will also be speaking to U.S. President Donald Trump in the coming days. During a campaign speech today, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre told President Donald Trump we would never be the 51st state and to knock it off. He also proposed a tax-free savings account, or TFSA, top-up of up to $5,000 more a year for a total of $12,000, as long as they're investments in Canadian companies. Poilievre says it'll bring money back into Canada, making us more self-reliant. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says he would fight the tariffs and that he would waive the sales tax on Canadian-made vehicles and wants federal vehicles to also be Canadian-made. He says there's a need to retool Canada's manufacturing sector to build vehicles entirely tailpipe to headlight in our country. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is unchanged at 25,161. The Dow Jones is down 155 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.9 U.S. cents, down 18 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is 69.83, up 18 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing their opening game of the season. They are hosting the Baltimore Orioles this afternoon. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs continue their push for the Atlantic Division when they take on the San Jose Sharks tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers have fired head coach John Tortorella. The OHL playoffs get underway this evening with three games. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack open their Western Conference quarterfinal against the London Knights at Canada Life Place. You can hear Game 1 live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio. And the Owen Sound Aquatic Club will be hosting a special clinic featuring one of Canada's most accomplished swimmers, three-time Olympic medalist Maggie McNeil. It'll be held May 3rd at the YMCA of Bruce Gray Owen Sound. Ken Fitzpatrick is the head coach of the Owen Sound Aquatic Club.
It's wonderful. They are, you know, I heard from one of our parents that one of our swimmers had done a school project on Maggie just a year ago where she, you know, highlighted her career, did a bit of a biography. So I know they're excited. You know, there's talk and there's a buzz happening for sure within the team.
That's a look at news and sports. You can find more on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, 50-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, -3, the wind chill -7. Cloudy Friday with rain in the afternoon, 40-kilometer wind gusts, a high of +2. Rain or freezing rain on Saturday and a high of +3. Right now it's 11 degrees in Meaford, 4 in Tobermory, 8 in Walkerton, and it is 9 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.